Good morning. Nice to see you all here on this nice, cool winter morning. At least it's not snowing. It's not raining. But, yeah. And it would be nice if we could get rid of a little bit of this ice, wouldn't it? This morning, we do have some announcements this morning. I've got a note here that Tammy, George Ross's daughter, has been diagnosed with breast cancer. So please keep Tammy in your prayers. I also have a blessing here. Bob Downing is going to be going over to Bay Medical on Monday. And if everything works out the way it's planned, he will have the surgery for his aneurysm. My understanding, Karen, is he'll stay over there for a few days. Right. So when he gets back to Sandusky, I know he'd be glad to see anybody that would be willing to come in and visit with him. I'm sure he gets a little bit bored laying there all day long. Barb Clark has left a message here that Caleb's mom, Chrissy Sammons, is dealing with health problems. She's at Henry Ford, is she? She's at Henry Ford. Respiratory and failing lungs. So keep her in your prayers also.
Her to U of M.
Oh, they're sending her to you.
Yep. Oh, they're not now. Henry Ford. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. And then as far as some announcements, the soup challenge and dessert auction is next Sunday. So anybody interested in getting involved in that, please do so. And another reminder, if school is canceled, any program at the church will be canceled also. So if you hear the school is canceled, you'll know that we have cancellations here also. And don't forget the little red book that's in the end of the aisle for each of you to sign that book and just leave that book in each aisle. Now we'll move on to birthdays. Have we got any birthdays here this morning? Bobby's got a birthday?
Bobby's got a birthday. Aaron has a birthday. Michelle has a birthday. And the pianist, Tina, has a birthday.
So
I squealed.
We got all kinds of birthdays today. How about anniversaries? We got any anniversaries today? Nobody got married in the cold, cold weather of February. Okay, let's move on to our praise song.
Before you do, I have just a couple things,
sorry.
Too. I have a couple joys. And one of the joys is when I came back upstairs this morning, I saw friends from Bay City when I was there, Pastor Sandy and Dave. We welcome you. It's good to see a friend. Well, you're all friendly, but a familiar face that I actually know the name and can remember. So welcome. It's good to have you. And I also wanted to report, last week we had Terry Eisenman here, and Terry is our Haiti person, and you took up a love offering, and the result was $558. So two more things that are on the list, and then I know Linda's got an important one, too. General Conference is this week for the United Methodist Church. We need to pray. It is February 23rd to the 26th. Be in prayer for that. And also, we start Ash Wednesday off on Tuesday with a Shrove dinner, pancake dinner. Tom is going to be making the meal. I know he's going to want some help, and we'll need others to help. Are there sign-ups for that? We're good. Okay. All right. Following Tuesday, Shrove dinner is Wednesday, or Tuesday at our prayer vigil. Linda, do you want to share with
yes.
that?
Okay, before I do prayer vigil, I want to thank the people who signed up for prayer devotionals. If they all get turned on in, we'll have enough for a full booklet. The deadline was Friday the 15th, so be thinking and getting your devotional written. It can be emailed to Gala if you don't have that email address, check with the office, or if you handwrite it out, turn it into the office or me, and we'll see that it gets computerized so that Gala can get the devotionals formatted. Gala has a lot of work to do on it before it gets printed, and we all want them available in 2.5 weeks for the prayer vigil, so which is the next thing I'm talking about. Taking off my devotional hat and putting on my prayer vigil hat. Gayla and I kind of plan these things together. I was hoping she'd be here to push the prayer vigil, but she's having continued ill health and has kind of been in bed this week and not feeling well. For those of you who are newer here, for nearly 25 years, the 24 hours going from the end of the Shrove Tuesday pancake supper until the Ash Wednesday service at 7 o'clock on Ash Wednesday, we hold a 24-hour prayer vigil, mostly here in the sanctuary. We have a sign-up sheet where people can sign up in half-hour increments to come to the sanctuary and just be here, be alone with God. Some people say, well, I don't know what to do. Hopefully you've read your most recent newsletter. In it, as you read about the prayer vigil being offered, we keep reprinting a devotional Deb Benicki wrote a couple of years ago, talking about how in her busy life, kind of regretting signing up to spend a half hour here when she could be doing so many other things. And as she came and participated, how it really changed her whole spirit. How just having the opportunity to slow down your life and concentrate at least a half hour on God. It's just a really powerful devotional. If you haven't read that in the newsletter, do take a look at it again. And so we're hoping to have all 48 slots signed up. We've got a start on it. We're going through the Sunday school class in the choir today. It will be back on the usher stand after choir sings today, and then during the week it will be on the table outside the office, so if you're at the church for something and think of a time to sign up. And just kind of a note, usually the slowest times to sign up are the afternoon ones, so if you're available in the afternoon on Ash Wednesday, maybe consider taking one of those slots. We like to save some of the ones not during common working hours to have some of our employed people be able to take those. So thank you very much. Oh, and just a note about the choir. We had another weather out choir rehearsal, non-choir rehearsal. And so this morning we're singing something from the hymnal, Standing on the Promises. If you want to hum along and sing along on the chorus particularly, go ahead and do that with us. Thank you.
We have two praise songs this morning, number 507, and we'll sing that through twice through it all, and number 2036, Give Thanks.
Please stand. Stable.
Thank you.
our call to worship this morning. Please respond in the bold. We have come to rejoice in the transforming power of the risen Christ.
We give thanks for Christ's promise to change the lives of the poor and hungry.
Our lives may be full of sorrow and sadness, but Christ has promised to turn our tears into laughter.
We rejoice when we are reviled and excluded because we are disciples of the risen Lord.
Hallelujah. Christ has risen. Now please join in the singing of hymn number 402, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian.
You may be seated, and the children can come forward for the children's message. Come on up. There you go. It's good to have you here. Come on over. Come on up. Here we go. Hi, guys. So, Jimmy, are you warmer now? Did you warm up? He was freezing cold downstairs this morning. Did you warm up a little bit? He's not going to answer me. However, is everybody else a little bit warm in here today? Any warmer? All right. We've been working on that, and I want you to know, do not touch the thermostats. Please? All right. Why? Because we have, I think there's a ghost in the church. Do you know what a ghost, do you think there's a ghost in here? No, you don't think there's a ghost in here? I thought there was a ghost in here for a while because the heat kept getting turned up and down and up and down and mostly down and down and down. But we've been working on it this week, and we got one person that is going to be handling the heat, and his name is Mike Moore. Do you know Mike Moore? Is that your dad? Where's your other sister? Is she sick today? She's not. She playing hooky? No. You're not going to respond, huh? All right. We'll move on. I see that. Is that a snake? You never know what's going to happen up here. So we just sang a song. Lord, we want to be a Christian. So what do you think being a Christian's like? What do we need to do? Do you know what we need to do to be a Christian? No? Riley? Adeline? You have to be really kind and help people. That's it. You know, we talked in the song, we need to be more loving. We need to be like Jesus. So how else can we be like Jesus? Be loving and kind. You love your brothers and sisters? Yeah, that's good. Don't fight with them. That's being like Jesus when we don't fight with each other. You don't fight with your brother, do you, Johnny? You do? I love it. At least he's honest. Well, God doesn't want us to fight with our brothers and sisters. He doesn't want us to fight with each other at all. He wants us to be more loving, be more kind, to be... Oh, do you kind of pretend, wrestle around, or... Yeah, that's okay, right? So, this week, I want you to do me a favor. Can you think of someone that you can be really kind to and help out? Maybe mom, it may be dad, it may be grandma or grandpa, maybe a friend, maybe somebody at school or at daycare.
I help my sister.
You help your mama and you help your daddy. Good for you. You know, mama's birthday's this week, so, you know, got to be really nice to her on her birthday, right? There's a few of you got moms having birthdays this week. You what? Okay, your mom's not birthday until May 1st. Is that what I heard? I'm not sure. He's looking at mom. I'm like, okay, mom. All right. So let's be loving. Let's be kind. Let's help one another. Can you do that for me? Because today we're going to talk. We got words that are kind of big for you guys. Woe and blessings. Woe and blessings. Really, I'm going to talk about good and bad.
Good and bad.
So we want to be good. And helping, right?
Not bad.
Not bad. That's right. You do that for me this week? Don't be bad? Mom says, yes, thank you. So, pray with me, okay? Can you pray with me? Just repeat after me. Let's pray together, okay? Say, dear God, thank you for being with me and guiding me to be good. Amen. All right, here's your bulletin for the day. You want to pass? You want to help pass those out that way? And there you go. Oops. So as the kids get their bulletins and they can stay in service or go to the nursery if they're young enough. Did you all get yours? Okay. Then the choir is going to come together and sing. All right.
Glory in the highest, I will.
Amen. That was nice.
Very nice. Thank you, choir. Always a pleasure. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green in the year of drought. It is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. May God and his blessings upon this reading of his word. Now, please join in our hymn. You can remain seated.
So number. I'm gonna change that. You know, woman has a right to change her mind.
Certainly. I would never argue with you, Pastor.
Thank you. We wrote that in, remain seated, but how can we sing a song to the saints without standing up? So please stand. Sorry. Seated. We come together remembering all of those prayer requests that we had at the beginning of the hour and those that are unspoken in our hearts. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Lord God, we ask that you continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit, that our eyes may see, that our ears may hear, that our hearts may be opened to your call, Lord, we ask that you direct and guide us, that we can be Christian not just on Sunday, but Monday and Tuesday and all week long, all day long, every minute and hour. And Lord, when we fail that task, we pray that we will ask for your forgiveness and know that you are the mighty God who forgives us. Your unconditional love is amazing, Lord, and the grace that you pour out for us, may we also pour out unto others. We ask, Lord, that you be with those that are facing surgery, those that are recovering, those that are ill, those that are troubled, going through financial difficulties. Lord, we just know that there are many in this world that don't even know you. We pray, Lord, that we, as your people, will reach out and touch them to share the good news, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that all your people will know you and come to be in a relationship with you. Lord, we thank you for all that you give to us. We rejoice in all things, in the good and in the bad. And may we go forth to always honor and glorify you. And Lord, we especially want to lift up our general conference this next week and those traveling to and from, that we can be united as the United Methodist Church, and that we can love as you love and put away anger and hurt. We pray this thing in the name of Jesus, our Lord, who taught us to pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Morning. I have the privilege, and it is a privilege, to be here and to be your pastor and to bring a message. I will be reading in Luke in the Gospel, chapter 6, verses 17 to 26. Luke 6, 17 to 26. He went down with them, meaning Jesus, and stood on a level place. A large crowd of disciples was there, and a great number of people from all of Judea, from Jerusalem, from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, and when they insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in this day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you are hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to you. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, and now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. As many of you know, those blessings and woes are part of the Beatitudes found in Matthew chapter 5 and 7. And this is Luke speaking to the disciples. Did you catch that? The crowd was there, and the crowd had come from all over. Now, in the commentaries, it talks about this was done on the Mount of Plain. I'm not actually sure where the Mount of Plain is, because I had not really, that had not grabbed me before in all these years of preaching. But the Sermon on the Mount was on that mount that was just north of the Sea of Galilee, and we went to that when I went to the Holy Lands in November. And in the commentaries, it said it could have been from the same place, and Luke is just taking out some of it because it's not all the blessings and all the woes. He's taken a piece of it and sharing it. But it could also have been another time when Jesus was teaching his disciples and only giving them a reminder on this scriptures that we have read today. People coming from all over. So Sea of Galilee is more in the middle of Israel. People were coming from the coastal region. If you know anything about Israel, it's really a small place. It is about 50 to 60 miles wide. So they would have come across, but you got to also remember that culture time. From Tyre, it still would have been north and east, and Sidon would have been over from the west to the east, and they probably traveled by foot or camel or, you know, means. They didn't have cars like us. Even when we took our bus and went up from Tyre to the Sea of Galilee, it still took us probably over an hour to get there, but we also stopped for lunch. That wasn't including the lunchtime, but it still took us a while even by bus to go. So imagine how walking or even on camel or whatever they may have had as means, it took them a while to get to see Jesus, this person that they had heard about who was healing, and they wanted just to be able to touch him or heal him, be with him so that they could be healed. So that's a little background on the scripture. And then Luke pulls out and says, he's talking to his disciples. The crowd had probably already gone. But I want to also say, when they were doing the Sermon on the Mount, those were where he also fed the 5,000. And then, you know, later on in scripture, he talks about feeding the 4,000. That may have been on this plain. It really doesn't say. Okay? So you kind of got the idea of it's near Sea of Galilee, where Jesus was coming out from Jerusalem, which would have been having them go north, to be able to hear a man of word, of the truth. The man that they had heard was possibly the Messiah that they wanted to see for themselves, who we know now is definitely the Messiah. So he goes and he shares some of these Beatitudes. People had heard of Jesus healing, and they wanted to be pardoned or forgiven or healed. And he is now talking to his disciples about giving them some blessings. Blessings. It kind of sounds awkward when I read some of those, when you read this. Blessed are you who are poor. Today's culture, we wouldn't think that that is a blessing, would we? For yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger. Well, we don't, as we read these blessings, you know, I'm kind of thinking, even in my head, even in today's culture, that is not what we're thinking when we're reading this. I am not blessed to be hungry. Right? How many of you kids are hungry? Boy, the kids are quiet this morning. So, are we blessed to weep now? Are we blessed when people hate us or exclude us? That's really hard to take. That's not necessarily the meaning of what Christ is talking about. In our verse here that talks about the people wanting to come and be touched, they knew that Jesus Christ was the master. And prayer is not a way for us, I underlined this in my Bible. Prayer is not a way for us to control God. It's a way for us to put ourselves under his control. And that is what these woes and praises and the blessings are talking about. To be in relationship with God. We talked about that in Sunday school. We've been talking about that in Sunday school. And the songs that we sang today are to be able to rejoice in all things. I saw Bobby smile real big because I said in Sunday school, you know, we come to worship and you see these long faces and we're here to praise God and rejoice, and it looks like this. So when we said a rejoice in church this morning, I saw Bobby just beam. And that's how we should be every day. We're here because we are so blessed. Amen? We are so blessed. And so the blessings are not just that we're poor, because this is talking about those who are in spirit, poor in spirit. You are not poor in spirit. In fact, I want to share with you that Terry Eisenman, that was here last week, she said after church we went to lunch, and she said, you have such a great congregation. Amen. You have such a great congregation, and I could feel the spirit in your church. Yay, church. She could feel the spirit here. And that's kind of what we're talking about. Those who are poor, but poor in spirit. They don't understand who God is. Those that don't know God, they don't have that relationship or a good relationship with our Lord. Because when we have a good relationship with our Lord, we will be blessed, and we know that we have the kingdom of God, and that's what he's talking about. When we have that spirit, when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we will have the kingdom of God available for us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Absolutely. So when we talk about hunger, it's not about just our bellies being hungry. Our bellies need to be fed, absolutely. But more importantly, so does our soul. Are we hungry enough for the word of God that we can be made right or righteous? That we thirst for what we want. We thirst to be here on Sunday morning. We thirst to be here on Sunday morning so that we can rejoice and be here for God. We hunger for that word. And when I thought about this word, hunger for God, when I was probably 28-ish, somewhere around there, we had moved to near San Francisco, California. Went to a Methodist church, and we walked out before it even started because we didn't feel welcomed at all. That's not this church at all. But we went to a Presbyterian church and was warmly greeted. And in that, I was invited by the pastor, come to Bible study, and I did. That was really the first time. When I was in confirmation class and in Sunday school, we had our Bible open, but not at home. Not me and my personal relationship. It was then that I began to get in the Word, and I was so hungry. I was so thirsty to read this book and to know and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I couldn't wait for the next week to get in class. In fact, I joined two Bible studies. And then I began to volunteer and do others and lead because I was hungry and thirsty for God. My spirit needed that relationship with Jesus Christ. When we hunger for the word, we will be satisfied. We will have the peace of God in us, and God is with us all the time. He's with us all the time, whether we hunger for him or not. He is with us. Those who us weep now, we will have a life later on that we will be able to laugh, and hopefully we'll still be able to laugh here on earth. But I want you to know that the kingdom of God, there will not be the weeping and crying. There will be no more pain, no more sorrow. We will be free of that, and we can laugh. But folks, we can do that right here, right now. Right here and now. Even in the midst of our sadness, even in the midst of our trials. And I look around and many of you have trials. And my heart aches for you. And I weep with you because God does know that we weep. But know, your time is coming when you will be able to laugh again. You'll 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 be able to laugh again. There's many hurts, but God has guaranteed us, he has promised us, that we will have his peace. We will have his love. We always do. We're blessed. We are blessed. This next part is a little harder to take. Blessed when people hate you. I don't agree with that statement. But I've endured it. I have people have hated me, and maybe some of you hate me. I don't know. But I have had people that have insulted me. And you know what the Bible says about that? When they try to hurt you, you turn the other cheek and go the other way. Or you give them a second tunic, or you help them out. You pray for them. You pray. We're not going to be liked as Christians by everyone. We may be liked by the family of Jesus Christ. But this is an ugly world out here. There's hate. There's hate for color. There's hate for religion. There's a lot of hate. And you will be hated for being a disciple of Jesus Christ. But because you are hated now, you will be blessed with the Son of God, as he's always with you every day, but also when the kingdom of God in heaven comes, there will not be any more hate. Those blessings are all here for us now, but also will be even greater in heaven. Rejoice, it says. Rejoice. Say it with me. Rejoice. Okay, come on. We got to do better than that. Rejoice. There you go. Rejoice. You know, sometimes we're having a bad day and just a hug makes a difference. Sometimes those clerks, when you go into the store, are having a bad day. Maybe they've just gotten yelled at and you come in line. Just smile to them and say hi. They got name tags on. Call them by their name. It can make a difference. Rejoice. And as we've been talking about, and as Terry was saying last week, and in Carrie in class today, and in the book that we're reading, you know, rejoice always and pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice, because God is here and he has given us all that we need. But woe to you who are rich. It's not what it's meaning that those who are rich are down on the ground and being stomped on. What he's truly meaning here is he's meaning that we need to take care of the poor and the needy. And that is who John Wesley, our founder of our church, talked about. We are to help take care of the poor. And you have done that in this last week very well, helping those Haitians by collecting 558. Thank you. There's also people right here. There's people in Puerto Rico. Oren was going to speak today for a few minutes on his Puerto Rico trip, but he had to go out of town. Hopefully next week. But there's people all over the world, from Sandusky to the edges of the world, who are poor and hungry. And if we just have anything and don't share anything, shame on us. That's the part he's talking about. Woe to you if you do not help out someone who is in need. We need to have true humility, and we need to find fulfillment in things. And some people find fulfillment in God, and other people find fulfillment in things. There was a list of blessing and woes that was on a commentary. And it just says, how do Jesus' blessing and woes apply to us today? It's not easy growing up poor. Lorenzo Jensen III published a list about growing up in that circumstance. Among the standouts on his list are going to grandma's house because there's no food to eat. There's no Christmas. There's a ketchup sandwich. You try to cook and serve dinner loud enough to cover up the sound of your mom crying in her bedroom because she can't afford to pay the electric bill this month. Drinking sugar water to stay alive. You can't replace things you break. Not everyone graduates from high school or college. Getting a serious injury but not being able to afford a doctor. Sleeping in a coat because you can't afford to heat your home. There's other things that could be added to that list, I'm sure. There are people who are poor. And we need to be able to reach out and help them. Woe to you who are fed well. Went to the Swiss steak dinner across the street on Friday night, and I walked out, and our secretary, Mary, you know, she works over there as well as here and is a member there, and I went to Mary, and I felt like, oh, I just ate so much. So should that be a woe to us that eat so much? Well, maybe. Carrie's laughing because he was there eating just as much as I was, weren't you? And woe to us who laugh, and woe to us who everyone speaks well of you. You know, all of this is about relationship again with our Lord Jesus Christ. Where is our true spirit? Where are we in our faith journey? Our faith journey is to move forward, moving on towards perfection. That I want to be a Christian, as we sang, loving in my heart to be like Christ. These apply to us today as well, not just in Paul and Luke's and Matthew's time, Mark's time. These apply to us today. Are we willing and able to help others who are in need? And you proved it last week. The answer is yes. But are we ready to today and tomorrow? And the next day, and the day after, every day, there's people who need us. And we are blessed when we help others and not just worry about ourselves, because worry is a sin. Don't be anxious about anything. Right, Carrie? Don't be anxious about anything. That's the name of the book we're studying. Don't, well, maybe not. I'm trying to be a good student. For God is in control, and he is the one that will give us our blessings. Shall we not rejoice and bless him and give him honor and give him glory? Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, you are awesome. There's good in the world and there's bad in the world, and you're in the midst of it all. We ask, Lord, that you bathe us with your mighty love, with your guidance, that we can listen, that we can be faithful and obedient, and that we do our best. We do our best all the time to honor you, that we may be a blessing, that we may be blessed, that we may be a blessing to others. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Now it's time for our ushers to come forward for our morning offering. Father God, we are so thankful for all that you bless us with, that we give back to you this morning out of our riches, that others may be blessed as well. Use them and multiply them, that the poor and the hungry will be taken care of. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Our closing song is Marching to Zion, page 733, and on the screen. We are all marching to Zion, folks, the promised land given to us in another kingdom. As you go forth this week, know that you are blessed, but also be a blessing to others. And I want to remind you that I am leaving right after church to go to clergy clinic in Chicago and will not be back till Thursday afternoon. Mary has names of people who are on call, so if you need them, contact Mary. Now go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.